Well, thank you very much. Let me thank my colleague very, very much for his longstanding leadership on issues involving children and families as well. And it's been one of the real joys of our tenure here together to work so closely with Senator Alexander on a number of issues affecting children and families. And this is a happy occasion to be gathering together, to be talking about a good idea. We think a good idea that can make a huge difference in the lives of an awful lot of people in our country. And as Senator Alexander has pointed out, what the bill does, in a sense, I'm preaching to the choir here as I look out in this audience, because many of you here know a lot more about these issues and statistics than most people do. But with 12% of all children who are born in the United States, born early, it poses some real problems, and particularly in the minority community where the numbers are much higher. They get around 17 or 18%. We have some good ideas as to what causes. Certain things we know can clearly cause early arrivals. Certainly smoking is one of the causes. We know that. But we also, what we don't know is a larger piece of this puzzle. We identify certain problems, but there's a lot of early births that we can't identify with known problems that can produce the same results. So this bill is designed to really sort of roll up our sleeves and go to work. We're some 400 and almost 500,000 children born early last year, or near 2000, I think was the last year we had numbers for it. Certainly a number that's way too high. And when your costs, as again Senator Alexander has pointed out, about $12 billion a year is what it costs. Some people are only impressed with economics. They just don't want to hear the stories. They just want to know how much these things cost. But if your only motivation is trying to save some money, this ought to move you as well. Since $12 billion a year, about half of all of the costs of charges for children in hospitals are associated with this issue. So again, it really does cry out for some answers. And the March of Dimes, of course, having an organization with the reputation of the March of Dimes, rolling up its sleeves to get behind this effort is going to be an added benefit to this particular struggle. And so I'm very honored to be a part of this effort. I thank our staffs as well who've worked over the last several weeks to put this legislation together. We don't claim perfection here. If others have some other ideas that they think would be worthwhile to contribute to this effort, we'd like to hear about them so that we can come up with a strong bill that will really make a difference. And we're very confident that the health organizations and the institutions that have made such a contribution to the wealth and strength of our nation over the years are anxious as well to be a part of this effort. And certainly as we begin this 21st century, it ought to be a collective goal for all of us to take those numbers way, way down. That in the United States of America in the 21st century, one of the enemies, if we will, we're going to try and defeat is the enemy of premature births. And so I thank all of you for coming here today. I thank the Henderson family particularly for being with us, and for young Emma, who's our ambassador with the March of Dimes, and you'll hear from her shortly. And I thank my constituents from Connecticut as well who've come down here to be a part of this. It's good to have some local folks show up and lend their support to this kind of an effort.
I would just like to say what a true privilege and honor it is to be here today in this room with these senators as this legislation is being introduced. We have had the honor of being the National Ambassador family for this past year, and what we've done is we've traveled across the country sharing our story with others. We just, as I said, are very, very privileged and honored to be a part of this, and we applaud the efforts of Senator Alexander and Senator Dodd and the rest of your staff, and just want to say thank you so much and let you know that your efforts are making differences and very profound differences in the lives of people like us and in the lives of little babies just like my daughter. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.